welcome back to the Torbay Hospitality Podcast. This week, we are so excited to welcome Kelly Widley of the English Riviera Bidco, and she's also a hospitality consultant. I wanted to give some shout outs this week to Carolyn, Josh, Ben at the Torquay Comedy Club, Sam at the Dock, Simon at Concilio Insurance, Damon, Lorraine from Pierpoint, and a big thanks to Beth and Chris for supporting the show. Yes.
Yes.
Nice. Hey, Callum, how are you?
I'm good. I've also got some shout outs this week. So I want to shout out Sarah, Ian from the Yacht Club, and Greg.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much. Let's dive right in. Oh, we've got to tell you, because Kelly came by for an interview, just stay tuned for that because that's going to be in the events news.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic chat. It was really, really interesting.
So good.
She's really, really passionate about the seafood, the thing that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, sustainability and locally landed seafood. It's incredible, like such a good interview. So anyway, so right, let's head over first to hotel news. Some hotels are actually offering Christmas menus. We found that the Anchorage Hotel in Torquay is having some December Sunday lunches. On the 3rd, the 3rd, 10th, and the 17th, they're having a festive carvery.
And how much is the carvery?
The carvery is £12, but the one on the 17th includes music and it's half full already, so you have to book in advance. That one's £18.
Okay, cool.
So head over to the Anchorage Hotel in Torquay. They're sort of like Babbacombe St. Mary Way.
What's your ideal Christmas dinner?
I always, whenever I'm invited out for a Christmas meal, I always just get all the traditional ones. So okay, I always get like the turkey and then like the Christmas pudding and just anything that's like super British and traditional is what I always go for. And I think it's because I'm not originally British. And so I just want to like really dive into the cultural like aspect of it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We don't have Christmas pudding in America. I don't know what we have for dessert.
Do you have Yorkshire puddings?
No. Well, they're called popovers.
Okay.
So yeah, we do have them, but nobody makes them. Okay. They're not like a staple like this. Anyway, how about your, what's your go-to?
We used to have the full, you know, very festive meal with the turkey and all that. But I think over the years, we, as a family, as a unit, decided that actually we don't like turkey. So yeah, now we have gammon instead.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, also Brussels sprouts is an absolute staple for Christmas. And my dad hates it, so my mom always makes it.
Oh gosh.
when he was younger, if he didn't eat his full dinner, then he would have it pass on to his breakfast.
Yes.
And Brussels sprouts was the thing that was always on the plate. And
oh dear.
He had to get through it. So.
What, Brussels sprouts for breakfast?
Brussels sprouts for breakfast.
That is not happening at any restaurants in Torbay, I have to say. I don't see that becoming a trend. But yeah, we do have some restaurants. Speaking of restaurants, we've got some restaurant news. So the Rockfish is preparing new cooked shellfish that you can enjoy at home. So they're doing whole cooked Devon lobster, Devon crab, crevettes, and also picked crab meat. And so you want to just follow the link in their bio, and that's over on Facebook. Just search for The Rockfish UK.
Okay, cool.
Devon Dumpling has a bunch of really good announcements. Shout out to Josh, who's been able to put these on Facebook for us. So one exciting announcement is that their pizza offering is there to stay. So they've got oven-baked fresh pizzas weekly, Thursday through Saturday.
Very nice. Yes.
And they're also offering a lunch. This sounds amazing. So a lunch menu Monday through Friday, 12 to 3, Hunter's Chicken. Mm. What do you think of that?
I don't know what Hunter's Chicken is.
I think it's chicken and gravy.
Okay.
Sausage and mash, fish and chips, mac and cheese.
Ooh, very like good for the belly. Mm. You know, very heartwarming.
Definitely. And lasagna, belly gorgeous. Warming, maybe. And they also do homemade sandwiches and plowman's platters. So you want to get booked in. It's 01803-613-465. And that is the Devon Dumpling in Shippey.
What's a plowman's platter?
I think a plowman's platter is just like savory and pickle and like a picnic almost, like ham, cheese, a pork pie. I mean, you know, other options are available.
Yeah. So kind of like a cheese board, but not focus so much on cheese.
Yes, exactly. It's okay. More like other, like picky bits. I don't know what else you call it, and chutneys and so on.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, that's really delicious. So yeah, I love a plowman's, but I'm a ham and cheese person.
Yeah, no, I like a cheese board. A cheese board is very nice, especially when they do it properly, not just with cheese. They have some like
nice
little meats and good bread, you know, homemade bread.
Homemade bread?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Ooh. Nice. We have to hang out at your place more. And let's head over to our new segment, Roast Watch. Do we have a sound effect? Who is starting up their Sunday lunch menu? So we've got a new one here, the Waddling Duck Bistro. You can get Sunday lunch at the Waddling Duck. There are limited spaces just this week, so come along and have a roast dinner. And they say, who wants to do the dishes anyway? I'd have to agree with them. So the Waddling Duck is in Wellswood, so head on over. We've got a couple restaurants that have announced winter hours. So Harbor 16, today they announced that they're going to be open basically for dinners every day of the week. And at the weekends, they're offering lunch times.
Oh, very nice.
So Harbor 16's on Torquay Harbor on Victoria Parade. And the Seahorse in Dartmouth, they've got some new opening hours. So they're basically open for lunch and dinner on Tuesday through Saturday. And they're also offering a locals menu that's available at lunchtime. So that's the Seahorse in Dartmouth. So that's good.
What do you think that locals menu is? How's that going to be different?
I don't know. It's Menu del Giorno. Del Giorno. Is that the day?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. Giorno.
Let us know, please.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, and Portofino Torquay, they have loyalty cards. That's all right. So fill in the loyalty card and you win a pint. You don't win the pint, you earn the pint.
I also heard that the Dock's going to be releasing some new loyalty cards soon.
Yes, yes. I don't know whether they're actually at the printer still, but yeah. Sam will tell us. We need to have him back on the podcast, don't we?
Yeah, I think there's quite a lot going on at the Dock.
I know. I know. Yeah, I've heard some good things. So they've got a new seasonal menu. They're getting some new evening offers and they've got an amazing Christmas parties all in the works. So stay tuned for that. We'll have more announcements in the coming days.
And now it's time for da 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 da. Boathouse Watch.
That's right. Boathouse Watch. We have got a really exciting update, and this is from Bettysworth. It looks like the price has come down so that it is, I think it's $600,000 to purchase outright. And then the guide rent, if you wanted a leasehold, is $6,000 per annum.
That's $60,000 per annum.
60, pardon me. Yeah.
If only.
6,000 per annum. But it is. Yeah, the description. I mean, it's like over 100 covers, sea views, and, you know, the restaurant, the function room. There is just so much going on there. Yeah. So, yeah, if you're interested, get in touch with Bettysworth's.
And I've heard some, just some rumors.
Don't start a rumor. This is a news podcast. I know. No, that's fine. So in attractions news, we've got Santa in the Caves. So set your alarms. Santa in the Cave tickets are already on sale. They have Noel Elfman's. Elfman's instead of Edmonds. Okay. Wants you to create the perfect Christmas. So join Noel and Fairy Poppins and Mary Berry to go through the grotto and discover the true meaning of Christmas.
Oh, beautiful.
It's a magical interactive panto through the cave, and it helps prepare your kids for Christmas. Each kid receives a wrapped gift, and adults get this mulled wine and mince pies.
Oh, yummy. Nice.
And every adult gets a complimentary adult ticket to return and see the caves like for an educational thing. And that's what we were saying last week, that the carols in the caves, you get the entrance for the event. And so you have like that kind of experience one, but then you also get a return ticket for January. So you can just go in and just learn like the learning part about the caves.
So if you haven't gone to Kent's Cavern yet, like myself, actually, then that kind of deal makes absolute sense.
Yeah, it's
you're basically getting two for one. Two entries for the price of one.
Exactly. So that's really great. So that's at Kent's Caverns over in, where is it? Wellswood, Ilsham kind of area. So, right, we're going to turn over to the events calendar. And honestly, you have to get involved with the seafood feast. Let's cut over to Kelly and get the latest news. Welcome to Kelly Widley from the English Riviera Bid Company, and she's a hospitality consultant. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Kelly, for the epic fish and chips today.
And the champagne. Thank you very much. It's a great combination. I never realized.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Didn't you say that fish and fizz is kind of a thing, like a menu item?
Yeah, so I mean, the bubbles just cut through the grease, so it's the perfect combination.
I've always thought white wine and fish is like the best, but this is definitely topping that.
I think it's
yeah.
depending on what kind of fish, but obviously fish and chips is a classic you can't go wrong with, and the bubbles just work really well with it.
It does. It does, I gotta say.
Yeah, Kelly brought us some great fish and chips today from Pier Point. Thanks to Lorraine and the team over there. And make sure you keep an eye on socials for that really great reel. But anyway, Kelly is, everybody knows Kelly, but she is here to talk about the Seafood Feast. So Kelly, if you could just tell us a little bit about the Seafood Feast and remind us of the dates. The dates are really important.
So England Seafood Feast returns on the 29th of September until the 15th of October. It starts with the end of British Food Fortnight and goes into National Seafood Month. And we just, the reason why we do it this time of year is to elongate the season and obviously celebrate our locally landed and caught seafood, which you can eat year round in our beautiful bay. But this time is just a special event with really quirky, unique menus and events to celebrate.
Yeah, something I noticed with the event, with all the events going on, is it's not really just a food festival. It seems like it's much more than just food. There's lots of, as you said, kind of quirky bits to it, which seem really interesting.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. I mean, there were some past events that were really interesting, and we're going to ask Kelly about all of the funny things that have happened and all the memorable moments from all of those past events. And this year, there's even more. I think, what did we say? There's like 40 different places where you can experience?
Yeah, there's over 40 venues across Brixham, Paignton and Torquay, and there's well over 50 events and special offers on top.
That's incredible. I know. So tell us about really how the Seafood Feast, you said it was about sustainable practices, about locally landed fish. Could you just go into that a little bit? Because I don't think that I realized how much, prawns and things like that, they won't be on the menu, will they? Because prawns are from another place, aren't they?
Well, we do actually have Torbay prawns. But
do we?
Yeah, we do. But locally, I only see Henderson Seafood fish merchants landing them. They are obviously less quantity, so more expensive. But otherwise, no, things like salmon and prawns won't really be on there because they're not locally landed and sustainable.
Right.
Obviously, the whole conversation about salmon's like for another day in terms of being sustainable, but
that's a whole episode, I think, right there.
If we're right by the water, which we are, and obviously we've got Brixham Fish Market, which is our gem, we're celebrating our USP, which is locally landed and caught seafood. We've got over 40 different varieties, but as a nation, we're not very good at eating a huge variety. I think we kind of export 80% of our fish.
Really?
And we only kind of eat, you know, like top five fish, you know, things like, you know, pollock, hake, all the kind of classic things. We don't go for megrim, and we're slowly going there, but we're not a big seafood nation, if that makes sense. But obviously there are lots of people who love it, you know, and we want to celebrate it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, cod and chips is just like a standard. And then a cod, I think, became, you know, was endangered or something. And then everybody switched over to haddock. I just found hake last year and I absolutely love it. Why? I don't know where hake has been all my life.
Oh, hake's beautiful. But I think I'm really, really lucky that I've worked in the hospitality sector since I was 14 and I've been able to taste and try different fish. And one of the things I do love about the feast is that lots of eateries are putting on fish variety like platters, etc. So it's a really good way of trying different varieties. So one thing I would say to you, if you're out about doing Seafood Feast or looking at where to book, try some different species if you can. You might find a new favorite.
Okay. Yeah.
And the fish that's going, like that's being presented during the Seafood Feast, is that special for the Seafood Feast, or is that available at most of these restaurants all year round?
Most of our eateries in the Bay do, because of Brixham Fish Market and because of our location, they do serve locally landed and caught seafood all year round. However, you know, this is the, you know, so for example, if you did go to somewhere that did cod and chips, they're going to be doing hake and chips, you know, so they are celebrating what is locally landed. So all the eateries, and we've got over 40 that are taking part, their minimum requirement is they have to be serving up locally caught or landed seafood every day throughout the feast.
Yep.
So they might have something like salmon on the menu as a normal staple thing, but their celebratory dishes for that fortnight will be what's local.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. Last year's Seafood Feast was an absolutely huge success. I mean, it was all over social media. It was in the newspaper.
Huge success.
Love it.
It was. So, can you share some highlights from last year's events that made it like really memorable, or just kind of like stories from like kind of what happened. Like, for example, like Seven Chefs, I think that was like really the crown and the jewel, wasn't it?
To have it's a great event. It was a little baby of mine that started at the college, actually. We took seven chefs from seven different restaurants throughout the bay to the college, and then we worked with students. And then it's gone into the eateries. So it's like a pub crawl, but food. So we do seven restaurants over 7 hours, meet seven different chefs, try seven different seafood courses, and they're all paired with local drink. So whether that's like a local gin or wine, etc. So it's really good value for money. It's a lovely fun day out. It's very quirky and different. And I was delighted that we did one social media post and the tickets just sold out for Talking in Brixham within a couple of days.
Wow.
So,
really?
Really good. Pretty exciting.
So are you doing Seven Chefs now in the three towns?
We just haven't done Paignton yet. That's on the radar though. So we're working hard to get Paignton done.
Come on, Paignton. Get organized.
We would love to, big shout out. We would love to do one in Paignton. So let's see if we can make it happen. We have got some really fab eateries already lined up to do it, but obviously we need to ideally get to the seven. But Brixham, you know, we start at Berryhead Hotel, then go to Shoals. We've got Breakwater Bistro, the Prince William, newly opening today, which is Olive.
Olive,
congrats,
yes.
Olive.
Rockfish, and finishing off with the Curious Kitchen in Torquay this year. We obviously start off at number seven fish restaurant, The Elephant, work our way around the harbour. So it's a smaller walk in Torquay, but obviously, but they're right by the water for both of them. So it's such a lovely, fabulous day out. So
which are the restaurants in Torquay? I'd be interested to know.
So we've got 21, Otto, Offshore, Ollie's, and Pierpoint.
Amazing. What a great day.
And if someone from Paignton wants to get involved, like, is there still time to get involved if you're a restaurant in Paignton?
We can still put it this way, you know, like if the tickets are selling out so quickly, we've got a really good reserve list on both Paignton and Torquay, Brixham and Torquay. Yeah. So we can obviously hit those people first who obviously couldn't get into those two events. Yeah. We would love to do that. And we've got a third weekend available. And like I said, we've got four of the seven venues ready to go in Paignton. Okay. So Paignton, let's see if we can make it happen.
Yeah, right. How do they contact? Is there an email or something for them?
So they can
reach
out to me with the bid company or through Seafood Feast on Facebook or Instagram.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
Right. So we need three more restaurants to serve locally landed and sustainable seafood.
Yeah, so it's one. We'll be in with you 45 minutes. We've got all the drinks already from amazing local drink suppliers. So it's just really if you can serve 26 to 30 of the same dish within an hour, that would be fabulous.
Right.
Okay. And the first person to get in touch gets a high five from me. So.
Thank you. Brilliant. Okay. So I'm really looking forward to hearing. Well, I want to hear all about it and I want to see all your social media posts this year. It's really exciting. But yeah, that's not the only event that happened last year. I heard that you guys went to Brixham Fish Market. Do you do the Brixham Fish Market tours?
The market, honestly, it's just you get a really good understanding of how hard and challenging the industry is and what great variety of fish there. I mean, it's such a slick operation over there.
Is it?
Yeah, obviously it's all gone online now. So, you know, it's very different to where all the fishers would stand around bidding for their fish and trying to drive prices up and down between them, etc. It's all online now. So it's open that anybody in the world can obviously bid on this fish. And it's fascinating to go in. And the guys from Brixham Trawler Agency are the ones that run it. So you're not getting, you know, just someone who's just a guide. You're getting the people who do the job, you know, day in, day out. You can walk around, touch the fish, look at the fish, feel the, you know, like, and it's just lovely watching the sun come up, see the seals in the bay, and you finish it off with a lovely fish breakfast at Rockfish, which is just fabulous. Nice. So if anyone hasn't done it before, I would definitely urge you to do it because it's a great experience and it does attract people from all over the place. And there's four key dates during the feast that you can go and do it.
Okay, brilliant. Are those events sold out yet?
No. There's still space on those, but I would book them quickly because those ones do go quickly.
Do they? Would they be interested in coming on the podcast if we brought our equipment there?
They're early morning people, but we can definitely have a chat.
Well, we start at 7, so we're almost halfway there, I think.
What kind of early morning are we talking?
Well, when you do the Brixham Fish Market tour, you've got to be there for 6:10. And you've got to dress warm because it's cold down there. Let's make it happen.
Let's do it. Let's do a remote podcast from It's from the Brixham Market Fish. What is it called? The Brixham Market.
Fish Market.
The Brixham Fish Market. There I am.
You got all the words.
I got all the words.
Just not the right order.
It is the Prosecco people, I'm telling you.
But Brixham Trawler Agency are one of our biggest supporters and have been since, you know, the day one. And obviously, and so is Mitch Tonks from Rockfish.
Yeah, of course.
So
yeah.
He was a huge ambassador in us getting the funding from Visit England to get England Seafood Feast off the ground in the beginning.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're on, because we obviously had a little pause with COVID. Are we allowed to say that word anymore?
Yeah. Pause or COVID?
Pause for a couple of years, but we're obviously back and going again. So fourth year this year.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. And did you have a funny story from a fish tour?
Personal stories? Yeah. Anything happened to you?
I have wiped out the ice, I won't lie.
No.
Fortunately, I managed to get up. I was obviously very wet, but no one saw it. How did that happen?
I love that.
Do make sure you're wearing sensible footwear.
Okay, yeah, not bad.
But yeah, normally there's no problems at all, but I'm just accident prone.
Okay, so you think wellies and jackets?
Just sensible tied up footwear. You do have to wear obviously overboots and stuff when you go into the, you know, like
the
health
clean
and safety. Yeah, you have all of that. You've got the lovely hair nets and coats, etc. So they do look after you really well. It was just me being me because I think I was too distracted with my phone taking social media images.
It happens.
So
nice.
Can we just go back 1 second? So you're saying all this, all the fish market sales are done online now.
Yeah.
Is there like a live stream video to show the fish? How, like, are the fish still being presented?
So every single fish that is landed in the market is checked over. So for quality, they're marked. For weight,
they're marked.
Every
single fish or every catch?
Every single fish.
Wow.
And obviously they work through the night to do it. So because obviously when you go in, you see all the massive machinery they've got to obviously separate, but you will literally have one compartment for one fish.
Yeah.
And obviously all the different, you know, like.
So it's going in, scanning it or taking pictures.
It's all done through these machines. They're doing the weigh, and then obviously it's graded in terms of quality, and then also all that information is then put onto the system for people to bid.
Fish by fish, or is it like
normally stock?
Okay,
But obviously it changes, doesn't it? So obviously you could just buy two lobsters, for example.
Okay.
Let's buy two lobsters from the right.
Unfortunately, you do need a license to be able to do it. So
to buy the fish.
How
long does it take to get a license? We're in.
What license is it? A fish such.
So you need to be
license?
Yeah, you need to be able to get a license to obviously to know what you're buying and go through all of that. And obviously they've got to make sure that everything is done officially and properly.
Sounds complicated. So, yeah.
We leave that to the guys that know what they're doing. But they've just had the best year ever. So even despite what I said earlier about us eating seafood has had a bumper year. So the market, I think they're going to need to expand if they want to take more money, but they're doing an amazing job there.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, I can't wait to go out there. So it's in the diary. Let's do it. Right.
In for some lobster.
Absolutely.
One of last year's events that's going to be repeated this year is a sea swim with local legend. That's running the Agatha Christie Festival.
Yes,
Matt
Newbury.
And he's, sea swim and seafood at Cantina. So tell us about that.
So that was honestly, it's such a great event last year. Sold out really quickly. It's with Cantina. So Matt and Sophie, they're authors of Wild Walks and Swims series of books. So do look out for those if you haven't already. You're in the water first, nice little sea swim. And last year it was beautiful pink sky. Mm. Come out the water, warm up, and then go and have some seafood chowder and listen to Matt and Sophie. But they've got some extra guests this year. It will be an even better, juicier event this year with extra
really
content.
Good.
What kind of stuff are they talking about when you get
So
back
it's
home?
All about, you know, wild swims that they've done. I mean, Matt swims wild everywhere all over the year, and he's got some really interesting stories this year from his travels and where, you know, like highlights of places to go. And so if you're into that, which so many people seem to be,
then definitely.
I mean, even my husband's got into it now, so he's down there every day. Me and my daughter will go in when we feel like it. Obviously I can't call us like a sea swimmer in the summer because obviously you're just in the water, aren't you? But we're down on Tor Abbey most mornings, and the Chunky Dunkers are down there, so shout out to the Chunky Dunkers.
I think I need to join the Chunky Dunkers. adventures.
Chunky Dunkers. That sounds incredible.
Guys, I need to join this group. Tell me about the Chunky Dunkers.
They are just a community of fantastic people. If you're feeling a bit low or you want to meet new people, that is the place to go. Their little community is just, I say little, it's quite a big group.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go every day, but you can go however often, as little as you like. But they swim, they're in the water, 8 o'clock on the dot, and it's very, very rare they're not down there at 8 o'clock. You know, yeah. The water really needs to be really rough or dangerous for them not to go in. But, you know, even when it was down to the minus, they were in there.
Yeah. Really?
My sister got me into sea swimming two winters ago. And it really, it gives you this, in the winter especially, it gives you this weird energy as you're coming out, especially if you go during the sunrise.
Yeah.
Mm. It's so odd for me how many days out of the year you'll have, a winter day in England is generally clouds, but a winter sunrise in England, or in Torbay at least, is pink. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous sky. Yeah. And then the clouds will come over.
Sometimes by 8, orange. 9. It's the best time of day.
So gorgeous and clear. Almost. I remember it being every single day was clear. I'm sure it wasn't, but it felt like every single day was clear.
But it is definitely the best time of the day. And then you've got Soak down there and all the paddleboarders. It's just such a lovely community down there.
Yeah.
And everyone smiles and says hello to each other. The only thing that ever puts a damper on it is obviously the traffic warden. So we're not going to shout out to those this morning.
No.
But otherwise, it's just, do you know what? Even if I don't go in, I'm just there having a coffee or a bit of breakfast before we start our day is highly recommended.
Oh, that is so nice.
So one of the elements with Seafood Feast that I'm trying to do is obviously bring in all our coastal activities with the feast. So you can kind of sup at sunrise before seafood or sea swimming before seafood or go coasteering, you know. And then we've got Lunacy, one of the boats down in the marina. They're going to be doing bottomless prosecco and seafood platters. So, you know, I'm just trying to bring in more of our beautiful location with the seafood and connecting the two.
Has a big part of that been kind of bringing in partners? So obviously you're connecting with all the restaurant owners and stuff, but is there connecting with Sean White from Soak Lifestyle. Yeah.
So they were obviously involved, before doing all this paddleboarding, but obviously with this, he's obviously doing great things down there. The long, great big paddle parade, which was fantastic in the area. Honestly, I felt so proud to live where we live that Saturday. Mm. We had the great big paddle parade. Then we had Pride, which was awesome. So well done to all the organisers from both events. And then we had the Agatha Christie swim.
Yeah.
So I honestly felt so, and the weather, the sun was shining, blue skies. I felt so stoked to live here. Really proud. It was we were really showing off that weekend.
Yeah.
It was fabulous. Sure. So the English Riviera Bid Company, we represent 1,300 levy payers.
Yeah.
So in the hospitality and tourism sector. So obviously as many of our levy payers as we can obviously support through whatever we do, whether it's the Agatha Christie Festival, the Walking Festival, which is coming up, or Seafood Feast, et cetera, we will do it. So I love doing this partnership working because I honestly, together we're stronger.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, so wherever I can link people up or do pop-ups or takeovers or anything like that, then I'm all for it.
I mean, I think the question I was posing is more on a personal level. For you, that sounds quite hectic to have so many partners all over the place, to keep track on everything that's working. Everyone's doing their bit.
Do you know what? Because I come in, I've worked in the trade for so long, I think that I do really feel for them. So where it's the sun shining, I know how hard it is. So, you know, massive shout out to all the hospitality workers at the moment, because we've had a challenging few years. Mm. And obviously this year it just keeps on presenting with more obstacles.
Yes.
And it's been hard. Yeah. And then we've obviously recruitment, I think, is the main issue for this year. So you're just trying to get through the day to day. And I'm there hassling going, can we have some menus for 3 months time, please?
Yes.
Obviously they're all for it, all really supportive, but obviously it's finding the time to be able to know. And also what the prices are going to be, you know, because obviously prices is fluctuating all the time. You know, they don't want to hold themselves to a fixed price if they're not going to make any money out of it. So that's really hard. They just don't know where they're going to be. I think, you know, in terms of, you know, the accommodation sector have got it sorted. They know they have to work 6 to 12 months in ahead. Food and drink is more reactive because we want to be serving up seasonal. And obviously the weather, global warming, it's all changing. you know, like, I've got pumpkins growing in my garden at the moment.
Really?
You know, like, they are big. And I was like going, the blackberries have come and gone already, and the strawberries. And it's just like, so things are changing.
Yes.
So when those eateries that we've got a lot of that do seasonal local food, they are having, they want to be able to have a bit more time. But obviously for us to be able to sell the feast and get it out there to bring people to the destination, overnighters, I need those things early. So there are challenges with that. But, you know, most of the eateries that are working alongside me are really, they've got it. They get the importance. And so we have got some fabulous events, you know, like lined up for you. So, and there are things being added all the time. So please keep looking back to the website, because, there, you know, we only added another one yesterday, which is great. We've got another one with Brendan Prince actually coming soon. So, you know, just keep looking back. And obviously the good events do sell out pretty quick.
Yeah. You want to make sure. Well, you just said that the Seven Chefs is sold out already. Yeah. So, there was an event last year that sounded really, really interesting. It was over on Berry Head. And it was like doing a walk and then identifying seabirds. And then there was like a seafood breakfast, but it was really early. Do you remember that?
So that was 8 till 10. It was with, there's a local bird and expert and illustrator called Mike Langham. And he's fascinating. Like, I didn't realize I was so into it until I was there. But we went off with our binoculars around Berry Head. And he was able to, there wasn't anything he was able, wasn't able to identify, you know, he knew what a bird was just from the sound. He was able to recreate those sounds.
Really?
We saw eels, we saw dolphins, we saw seabirds at sea, you know, like, so we walked down to the quarry, we did quite a lot. So you worked up an appetite and then we went to the award-winning guardhouse with Alex and his team and had a delicious scallop breakfast. So it was just really lovely, because I kind of thought that it's a good way of introducing different people maybe to seafood or connecting with each other. So they've already got, say, the love of, I don't know, like diving or seabirds or whatever it is,
just,
and we're connected, like sea swimming, we're connecting over seafood. So it's about bringing the people together, really.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you hear that there was a sea shanty festival over in Tynmouth this weekend?
No, I didn't. This weekend coming?
No, last weekend.
Oh, no, I didn't know. How did I miss that?
There was. I don't know. It was crazy. But when you mentioned just off mic that Offshore has a sea shanty and paella dinner, I was just really intrigued by that. Where are you getting your sea shanty singers?
So Offshore do a lot of live music, and we had the Old Gaffers, which they are brilliant. They're such a lovely group of men.
What a great name.
And it's, do you know what? It's just, it's really, it's like, I always feel like it's like Irish music. It's really, you know, it gets you happy and into it. But it's the sounds of the sea. So we have got sea shanty music in different places. Last year, Offshore did an event, Sea Shanty Music with Paella. So, and that was a really good event. They've got different events going on this year, but still with sea shanty music. The Berry Head Hotel sold out last year with sea shanty music and a fish curry. They're repeating that. This year. So we've got quite a bit. And then Cantina, they do some sea shanty music on a Sunday afternoon. So look out for that. We do have some listed. I mean, this weekend I'm heading to another festival because I love a good foodie festival. But I miss that. So I will look out for it next year.
Not next year. It's biannually.
I'm afraid that I don't know what sea shanty music sounds like. God. If you guys don't mind just doing a quick.
Right. We'll do an interlude. I can't.
I feel like I'm going to have to like play. So I'm definitely not going to sing it.
We used
that's
to have
for another podcast where we've done drunk a little bit more prosecco.
That's for the album.
That's a sea shanty. It is like there once was a man who went to sea and the name of the ship was Adalia.
Exactly that.
Love it. What a sea shanty is, it's like a work song, and it is to like haul ropes and to keep people in time while you're hauling the ropes up and down on these big ships. And because it has such a strong beat, that's how you, honestly.
So when they're playing at restaurants and stuff, will it just be the vocals, or will there be someone banging a drum guitars or anything like that?
The music does. I mean, like, I think the rhythm of the melody does that for you.
Okay.
So sometimes they will have instruments, but not all the time.
Okay.
There you go. For the next part. So now you've got some new events, right, that are coming up for 2023. So one of the new ones I think I'm really into, Simon Halston from The Elephant and Fraser Pugh from Fraser Scallops are getting together for a Meet the Maker dining experience. Tell us about that.
So that was on the 12th of October at the Elephant. We've met Sam Fraser several times now, and he's just very passionate about what he does. Hand dive scallops locally, and he's got a team of guys with him, and you can't get fresher than that. So Simon and his team have been over, been out to sea, and then obviously they've brought the scallops up, and then Simon and his team have created a lovely food. So it's a way of you meeting the makers, meeting the people behind the feast. So on this special event at the Elephant, you'll get to meet Simon. He'll talk about the menu, why he chooses what he chooses produce wise, his thought process, you know, behind everything. And then you've got Fraser talking about how passionate he is about, you know, sustainability, you know, looking after our waters. You know, like every single time I think Fraser goes out, he brings that back some sort of netting or something that's been trapped under the water. You know, a lot of the lobster pot lines get caught, and obviously then they can't relocate their lobster pots. And what they do is they just carry on fishing, because obviously whatever the fish or lobster have gone in there to get the bait, they self-bait. So they become the bait. And then it's obviously this recurring thing. And obviously a lot of the materials that are used to make these lobster pots today don't break down for, you know, tens of thousands of years, you know, a long time, not thousands, but, you know, a long time, too long. So there are nets fishing in our waters for no gain. Yeah. So he's doing this. He's on a massive drive to try and clean up our waters. So I've got a lot of time for Fraser. He's very passionate about what he does. And his scallops are sensational.
I saw his...
was it on Channel 4?
It was Channel 4. Or More 4. Or More 4, that program that they did with him.
Yeah.
The Devon Cornwall series.
He's been on several programs now. But he was on with Fred from First Dates.
Love him. I saw that. I was like, why does Fraser have a French accent? And I realized it was Fred.
Yeah. So, but he actually,
shout out, Fred, call me.
Yeah, so he was on his way to film, and he stopped off and actually came and had a check, going, what are all these people doing? And he couldn't believe, like, all the chunky dunkers in the water. And, I mean, there are other little groups, you know, like there's a beautiful group of like midwives locally that all go sea swimming together. There's loads of different groups.
That's funny.
But he came down and saw the paddleboarders, and he was like, this is lovely. And I was like, well, come and stay more then. Yes. Fred, come back. We want you back. I'm a big fan of his. So.
Same. Yeah. We'll have to tag him in this podcast, so we'll make sure we get him out there. So yeah, that sounds really good. The Meet the Maker dining experience. Are tickets still available for that?
They are selling quick, so do book if you want to go. Simon's done a really good price, you know, for fine dining, exceptional fine dining.
Michelin.
It is, you know, really cost effective. So please book on for that. But in quite a lot of these events, you can meet the makers or meet the chefs behind them. So, you know, there's special dining events at most of the restaurants, and like Kerry Arms offshore. You've got Le Petit Maison. They're doing a French Riviera meets English Riviera.
Oh, that sounds good.
So their area chef Hannah is going to be doing, you know, local seafood, but with a French twist. And then you'll get to meet Hannah as well. So it's really great that we're trying to bring those people, those stories to life during the feast. Yes. So you get to meet them. But there's quite several events at several different locations. I mean, Kerry Arms, you can go and catch you and cook it, and they'll catch your dinner, so they'll catch mackerel, etc., and then the chefs will cook it for you there on the barbecue. So that's a real good event, so you get to do an activity followed by you know, like eating it. And I have to be honest, like this morning, it doesn't happen often, but we did have a few strawberries, because I think with the sunshine, late sunshine, I packed my daughter's lunchbox to go after school with homegrown carrots and strawberries. And so I was like, beautiful. Go me, because this is not me normally. Yeah. But there is something really satisfying about
catching your own.
Yeah. I love it. That's
being involved in the process of your own food.
Yeah, that's epic. I love that.
But another big event that I'm looking forward to this year is the Coastal Art with Becky Bethsworth, because I'm a big fan of Becky.
Yes.
So you can go and enjoy a seafood themed afternoon tea at Hampton by Hilton.
Yeah.
And meet Becky and learn about, you know, what inspires her, because obviously a lot of her artwork is inspired by the water. And hear about her, and she's so engaging and delightful to listen to. So anybody who is a fan of her work or not come across her before, go along, enjoy a lovely afternoon tea, really cost effective. It's, you know, like really affordable. And then meet Becky, maybe buy some artwork, have it signed, but just hear her story. So it's like, it's a real special occasion.
Yeah.
Definitely book in for that
one. It is. No, the one thing that kind of popped out to me was at Otto's, there's this like a little, it's called Fish Over Fire event, and it's by, you know how they've got Il Cornichon that does their pizzas? They've got Lo Lulis doing seafood. Could you tell us about that and how that kind of came together?
So they were used to be based in Exmouth. Again, big fan of their food and their style. Used to be Barbecue 13. He's now gone outside catering, just what with the changes and everything, tightening with the times. And he's very, Darren's a really talented chef, and he loves to just, instead of using all this modern technology, he likes to just cook food, great food, simply over fire using, you know, coal and wood and that kind of thing. And he brings theatre to it. Yeah. So when you go to this event, he'll be cooking the fish over fire in front of you. And obviously you'll get the knowledge of all the, and the menu is just sensational. So do check that out. So it's a one-off event only for one night only on the 30th September at Otto. But Anthony, obviously, who owns Otto and 21, they've been big supporters from the beginning. So you can go and enjoy tacos for £21 at 21. You can enjoy tapas for £21, obviously all local seafood. And obviously at Otto, they'll be doing like a seafood brunch as well throughout. Okay. So yeah, they're always big. So what I would say is go and support your local eateries through this 2 week period. They have had, we've all have, but they've had a really hard 3 years this summer. I mean, obviously at the moment you wouldn't think it because the sunshine's come, but the weather hasn't been there. So we've not had the visitors that we're used to. And we need to obviously bank as much as we can in this trade to get us through the season, to be here to deliver next year. And obviously to stay open through the winter, because that's what we want to do.
Absolutely.
So go out and support. Look at what your favourite eatery is doing. Go and support them, or go and look for somewhere new that you've not tried before. You know, we've got everything from fine dining with Simon Holston, etc., and Ollie's, to street food style with Ash at Curious Kitchen. I mean, I love the twist he puts on his food.
Yeah, so you know, do I. Ash is
always
great.
Always come away full. Don't really need to eat for very soon afterwards. Like, it fills you up for the day, but he puts such a quirky twist on his food. And it stand out. He just did a fish chips and fizz night last year, and one of my standout events in terms of food, because it was just delicious.
Yes. Okay, gotcha. That's right. Speaking of fish, chips and fizz, we can't ignore Pierpoint. So you provided our fish and chips today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So they're going to be doing a seafood taster barbecue. Can you tell us about that event?
Yeah, so absolutely. Lorraine's just got it in terms of, you know, trying to get people to try new fish. So each Sunday throughout the feast, you'll be able to pop on down. You don't need to book, but obviously I always say advise to book if you know where you're going to go. And they'll be doing barbecue taste. So although you can eat from the barbecue menu, every so often they'll be sending out different species of fish for you to try. So it's a really good way of, say, for example, you've never tried, I don't know, monkfish or skatewing or whatever it is. It's those little tasters. I think it's so important to try and like educate people on different varieties of fish and let people try. So they'll be doing that. So, and then obviously throughout the feast and during British Food Fortnight, they're doing a special offer with their award-winning fish and chips and fizz, because like we know from earlier,
works well.
Bubbles work it really works well. Fish and chips.
Maybe hold off on the Prosecco before you do any podcasts.
But no, Lorraine's a really good ambassador for, you know, like she's really engages with the local community, raises lots of money with Eurocroft. So they do invisible chips.
We had the invisible chips.
Amazing.
They were delicious.
So
yes, do you know about the invisible chips? Oh, Callum doesn't know. Let's educate him.
Is this an invisible chip right here? Have I got one in my hand?
It is.
While you're having a good time, you're feeling good, you can do good for obviously local charity, which is Eurocroft, and buy a portion of invisible chips.
And got you.
100% of that side portion order will go towards
That's a very nice
which is
idea.
Just brilliant.
I like that. That's very clever.
It's amazing. Yeah, we had the invisible chips last month.
But they do also support the Fisherman's Mission, and a lot of our events, they have got a charity element to them. So Seven Chefs, you know, those events, all the profit that we make out of that, that goes towards the Fisherman's Mission, because what they do is they support people who are in the fishing industry, those who've lost loved ones, those that are struggling, etc., etc. It goes on. That charity is just amazing at what they do. And so a lot of what I will say is a lot of the charities are connected to the water, like RNLI. But a lot of these events, you will notice they've got a charitable donation to somebody locally.
Yeah, that's fantastic. There is a new participant this year, Sandridge Barton. And I know that they've really, you know, come up. They've got their kind of Sunday sessions and like Saturday, like soul sessions and DJs and food and everything. So tell me what Sandridge Barton's going to be doing this year.
So they have obviously become a voluntary contributor with the levy. So they're just sat just outside, obviously, our, what would normally be our English Riviera area. But it's only, you know, like I think because they do a lot with Mercure Hotel in Paignton, it was 17 minutes it took me to get from door to door, which is nothing really. Mm. They obviously do fantastic award-winning wines. So I'm super chuffed that they're on board this year. Yes. And they're going to do some different events where you can obviously, they're doing wine and food pairing. Obviously, they've got their own independent fisher who obviously supplies to them. So you can't get fresher than that. You'll get to meet their fisher. You'll get to meet the wine merchants. You'll be able to learn about wine. On their special tasting event they've got on the 29th of September to kick off the feast, they're doing, you'll arrive with bubbles and oysters and then sit down and do a little bit of a tour, learn a little bit about the vines and then sit down and enjoy a 5-course meal. So that's fabulous.
Oh, very nice.
But every day they're going to have seafood specials on. Yeah. So you can go whenever suits you, and all these eateries that are involved, you can go whenever you want to, just have a look at their opening times.
Yeah.
But there will be available locally landed and caught seafood.
We're mentioning a lot of tickets. Just to refresh, where am I buying my tickets from?
Everything, apart from Seven Chefs, because it involves so many venues, is booked directly with the venue. So all we're doing right now is raising the profile, getting the word out there, spreading the message. But book directly with the eateries. So you can obviously hit seafoodfeast.co.uk online, go onto the English Riviera website, have a little browse around, look at what you would like to go to, and then we will direct you to them to book directly.
Okay, I got you. And then if a local hotel or B&B owner wants to, let's say they want to post on their social media to drum up some business using the Seafood Feast, they want to say, hey, look what's happening in the bay. You know, this is our favorite event from what we've seen. This is what we're going to be attending, or this is what we think our guests are going to really love. And then ideally they're just linking onto the ERBID or the Seafood Feast website.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously if you don't have it already, we can obviously send you loads of material, logos, photos, etc. But yes, please, we're all about spreading the word. So as many local businesses, accommodation and food and drink, if you can get the message out there, even like the drink suppliers, food producers, etc., get the word out there. So if, you know, in terms of the accommodation sector, if you've got empty beds, use it as an opportunity to say, do you know what? Are you a fish lover?
Yes,
come on down during this period of time.
It's a very special time.
And all this stuff's going on. So there won't be a time where something is not going on during that fortnight. Or if you're fully booked, you're looking after your customers by saying, hey, did you know this is going on? So they can maximize their enjoyment in English Riviera while they're staying with you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so absolutely. Go out to your current email list and just send out a little email blast that says, you know, the Seafood Feast is coming up and we've got availability. And so definitely come on down, make your booking now. It's great. Yeah. And it's not just about fish. I think, you know, like the shellfish is a big part of it too, isn't it?
Oh,
there's,
there's
crabs, mussels, scallops. And, you know, and lobsters now. Lobsters is a big thing for
great variety. Lobster's local, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we heard someone found a lobster in the, was it Glen?
Yeah, Glen's found everything.
Well, honestly, last weekend we were out paddleboarding and the water was crystal clear. Mm. And you could look down and see some of the lobster pots. Like, normally you can't, the visibility isn't that fantastic. Mm. I mean, don't get me wrong, our waters are fine, but it was crystal clear.
Yeah, and you could like see, Barbican clear, basically.
But it was just stunning. And you, I mean, even this morning's the same. But, you know, I was out on the paddleboard, looked down and I could see the lobster pots.
Crazy.
Couldn't quite see any lobsters, but did see the lobster pots.
Well, if you saw the lobsters, you got to swim down.
No, get in trouble.
A lot of our eateries are just doing special offers as well. So it's not just about set menus and set, obviously, occasions. They are doing, like, you know, for example, you know, Rockfish, both in Brixham and Torquay, are doing like mussel offers every day. You can go and do Venus over at Broadsands. They are fantastic at looking after the ocean and really driving hard at sustainability. So while you go and enjoy your food, you'll learn about what changes they're making and how they're trying to make, you know, changes for the environment that are better.
Yes.
You know, so really good best practice there.
So. Have you heard about SeaFest? We covered it last week. Do you remember SeaFest? It's at Goodrington. It is. I remember. They've got like theater, art, like like puppet shows, just name it. Everything. But Kelly's going to tell us about C-Fest, and I think we're just going to wrap it up then. So C-Fest, absolutely massive. What day is C-Fest?
So that's the 30th of September. And what I should say is that it is supported by Torbay Council, but organized by Creative Tonic. So big shout out to them. They're fantastic what they do.
Yeah.
But Torbay Council are one of our main sponsors, so thank you. And then obviously big supporters, sponsors are Henderson Seafood, Kingfisher and Wright Brothers, obviously, along with the English Riviera Bid Company. But in terms of this quirky event, it's like a more of a family fun day based down at Goodrington. Splashdown are obviously supporting it as well. Cantina are obviously the main eatery there, serving up lots of delightful seafood dishes. And they'll have music on all day, including sea shanty, performances. They've got like wash away art. They've got, they're going to do like a sea parade. So they've been working really hard with schools and local people to create these fantastic like sea creatures. Okay, and they're going to do a parade. So amazing. Definitely check out C-Fest.
Mm. It's the 30th, right?
It's on the 30th of September. Okay. Obviously, you can just turn up or just have a look at it beforehand, what's going on. You've got little activities going on, both on the, obviously on the beach, by the water, and on the green there. So fabulous event. Hopefully, it will return. So this year is obviously the first year it's going to happen. It's a fantastic program for the day. Mm. So well done. Shout out to Matt at Creative Tonic and his team. But hopefully, fingers crossed, the sun will shine, the weather will be good. And it will be an event that might come back.
Yay. Yeah,
and I love
is
it.
Is that an all-day event?
It is, yeah.
Early, finishing
eight. And like then after.
It is all day. And then they've got the end, Cantina are then hosting their end of season summer party that in the evening. So the celebrations will continue.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
Beautiful.
So if you could just reflect on, you know, Seafood Feast 2023 and, you know, what it means for you. So, you know, we know that it's a food festival, but don't you think it's a little bit more? You're organizing it, you know, in cooperation, of course, with your partners. But do you feel like it's just more than just a food festival?
Yeah, I said this at the beginning of the conversation. For me, it seems like so much more than a food festival. But obviously, you're in it. So you, you can describe a much
your
much
personal
words.
Take on it and your words.
I absolutely love where we live. So the English, I've traveled all over the world. And I come home and I'm really proud of where I live. Mm. And I do think that, you know, we don't shout about what is fantastic about Torbay enough. And obviously that's from the coastline to obviously the food. And we are very lucky to just have like Dartmoor, like 20 minutes away, and the coastline and the fish. So, you know, our USP is our seafood. So although people might come down and want a burger, you know, when they're out, or a steak or whatever, that's fine. But our USP is seafood. So we've got to celebrate the seafood. And for me, I've been an ambassador from the beginning, you know, even before I organized the event. And I've always been passionate about supporting local, because obviously that's local people then, you know, working at the supply chain, etc. Mm. I've always been passionate about working together because together we're stronger,
yeah.
You know, absolutely.
Definitely.
I know it's a well used verse, but it's true. And it's like, it's bringing the community. So we have a lot of local people eating out, dining out, and then we have people from all over the UK, you know, coming. Mm-hmm. It's a destination event to come to. And I like the quirkiness of it. It's not in one place, like a traditional festival. It's across 40 different eateries with lots of different styles of seafood.
Yeah.
So come and stay or come and just dine out. Come for a day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. Are you ready for your quick fire round?
Oh, okay.
All right. Here we go. No pressure.
Okay.
What's the best beach?
Oh. There's so many different beaches and I use them for different things. Goodrington for us because we've got dogs. Sorry.
Yep.
Oh, Goodrington North.
Yes, because we've got dogs, we tried to go year round.
Amazing. Right. Now, what's the best cove?
Oh, Fairy Cove.
Oh, right.
I'm on that with you.
We've got another fan. Yeah. That's right. And what do you think is the best tourist experience? Are you allowed to talk about that?
Oh, do you know
you don't
what?
Have to name names, but like, what would you do when you came? If
this
you came
is a
down
quick
here?
Fire round, but it depends that we've got something for everyone. I think we're for such a small area, we have got so much to offer.
For you, what's your favorite?
You're inviting
to be honest
from
with you. I like being out on the water. If it's a day like it is today, so blue sky, sun shining, I like to be out in the water. So talky water sports, anything with them, or soak.
So I love it.
Nice.
And what's your favorite pink hotel?
Well, we're in Torquay and we can see it in painting right now.
Cherry tree.
And obviously shout out to Shoreline 2 over there.
Hey, Shoreline. There we go. I don't know the names of the people at Shoreline, but they're so kind on social media. Who's there at Shoreline?
So the people that own it are Phil and Helen, and they're so lovely. They've had it for about 14, 15 years. Real community people, into rugby. Helen makes everything homemade. She's has her own beehives and makes her own honey, which is amazing.
Oh, right. So cute.
And they've got
Phil
the fabulous,
and Helen call us. Yeah, we want you on the podcast.
Sylvia is just fabulous. So Sylvia's, I've worked with Sylvia on and off through the years, and she's their new manager, and she is just fabulous, and we'll really look after you.
All right, congrats, amazing. Sylvia.
Nice. And finally, what's the best sunset?
Oh, anywhere. Do you know what? Where we live, you can just, we've got dogs. We're out on the coastline all the time. So, you know, most places go get out and walk, but balcony at 21, if you're having a little dinner.
There we are.
Oh, nice. Beautiful. Right. So how can we get tickets for the England Seafood Feast? We just book directly.
Go onto our website, have a look at the events that are happening, you know, look out for the logo that's obviously been splashed about on digital marketing, etc. But have a look at the program, go through the events, see what takes your fancy, and just look at the list of the venues that are involved. We've got over 40, and go and support our local eateries or pop on along and stay, pop on down to the English Riviera, stay over and enjoy seafood and our coast.
Mm-hmm. And what are the dates again?
So 29th of September to the 15th of October.
Perfect. And if I want to get those media assets from you to post on my socials?
So reach out to the English Riviera Bid Company. Yeah. Or obviously, if you're on social media, I'm probably behind like the Facebook or Instagram. So just send us a DM.
Okay. That's comment. At Facebook.
At Seafood Feast.
Seafood Feast.
At Seafood Feast. Got it. Any shout outs, Kelly? Come on.
Oh, do you know what? My daughter started school for the first time.
Yay!
So shout out. So a little shout out to my daughter, Leighton Rose. She has been an absolute champ and so excited. Olive, who is opening today in Brixton, we mentioned that earlier. And I'm going to do a shout out to all the hardworking hospitality workers and owners. It has been a brutal 3-4 years, and good luck to you. And I hope the winter treats you kind this winter.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks to Kelly Widley from the English Riviera Bid Company and a hospitality consultant. If you need to get in touch with Kelly, how can people reach you?
You can pop me an email. So kwidley, W-I-D-L-E-Y, at outlook.com, or through the English Riviera Company.
Perfect. All right. Super.
Perfect.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Back to you guys.
What an interview.
So good. So good.
I know. What a pro. Kelly's absolutely amazing. Kelly, you're welcome back anytime. And we got invited to go over to the Brixham Fish Market. We've been invited to a breakfast and be introduced to all different kinds of people over in Brixham. So we're going to be doing a remote at the end of the month. So stay tuned. It's exciting. Here's one for your diary. The Red Cups are going to be at the Spinning Wheel on September 29th. It'll probably be a later gig, so plan on 9 p.m. So you want to head down there. That sounds like a great gig. We were looking at the Red Cups today, weren't we, Cal?
We were. And I'm curious, what's going to be, like, what's your hope? What song do you hope that they're going to be playing?
It's got to be Mr. Brightside. It has to be the one that absolutely, like, caves in the whole top floor with everybody, like, jumping up and down, isn't it? How about you? What do you think the Red Cups are going to specialize in?
I'm hoping something from Blink 182.
Oh, yeah. What do you think? Like All the Small Things or...
No.
No?
What First are you Dates. For? Is that Blink 182? First
I
Dates?
I don't know. What's First Dates?
I think the song is called First Dates.
Okay. We'll have to check on that. So yeah. And then, you know what else is a really good one? I think Harbour starts to close, like has started to close with this. It's like Sex on Fire.
Oh,
that's a really good one. Like a floor filler kind of thing.
That's a solid, great song. Yeah, I was listening to that yesterday, actually.
Were you?
On the beach, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. We're going to head over to the jobs board. We've got an incredible opportunity. Ollie's on Torwood Street is hiring a restaurant manager. So if you want to come and be at the helm of Ollie's, you have to get involved. So the question is, what can you bring to the table? It's pretty funny. Send your CV to info@olliesrestaurant.co.uk. What a great opportunity.
No, I think that's great. I think someone who's got, you know, a decent amount of hospitality experience and really looking to step up their career.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Ollie's is just legendary for exceptional service and great food. So that's brilliant. Shall we head over to the live music calendar?
Yeah. Well, I heard that tonight someone's playing.
That's right. The Waves Collective is at the Kent's in Wellswood starting at 8 p.m. So shout out to Ben and shout out to Tweety.
Yeah, it's going to be the duo playing tonight.
Yeah, at least the duo. So yeah, that's good. And I think on Thursday nights is steak night at the Kent's. But, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, somebody. So this week also, Schofield is playing a Thursday night at the Steam Packet Inn in Kingswear. And that's at 7 p.m. That's over near Dartmouth. Friday night, they're at the Manor Pub at 8:30 p.m. And on Sunday, they're at the Crown and Anchor at 8:30. And Harbor is playing, they play every week at Below Decks. That's at 6:30 p.m. They are the resident act. So if you've got a midweek slump and you cannot wait for the weekend, get to Below Decks. They fill the restaurant, they fill the bar, they fill the outside, they fill the deck, they fill just, it's incredible party down here on Beacon Key. On Thursday, they're at Rock Garden in Torquay. Friday, they're playing Ab Fest. Now, I'm not sure where Ab Fest is.
I'm assuming Abbey.
I think it might be at, is it at Buckfastly?
Ab Fest.
Ab Fest.
Not a clue.
We're going to Google it. Oh my God, this is amazing. Ready, back.
So we just Googled it.
Right. Abfest 2023. Absolutely incredible. They've got the Friday night headliner is Loose Cannons. Saturday headliner is One Foot in the Groove. And they've got bars and it's over in Newton Abbot. Let me get the, you can even get the bus over there. That's amazing.
Yeah. If you want to have a look more at Abfest, mm-hmm. it's abbfest.org.
Abfest.org. That's right. And so it's in a big field. It's accessed through Fermoy's Garden Center in Ipplepen. Your postcode's TQ125TN. So head on over there and check out Harbor, One Foot in the Groove, and more. So yeah, on Sunday, Harbor is at the King's Arms in Kingstaton. It's the duo. I don't know whether it's Aaron or Tom playing, but it's definitely going to be Josh. Hi, Josh. So yeah, the duo is playing King's Arms, Kingstaton, 3:30 p.m. The weather outlook this week. What do you think?
I'm going to say it's sunny. Sunny Saturday, sunny Sunday. Just gorgeous, not a cloud to be seen.
That is definitely...
Perfect weather. The right. sea's nice and flat, not much wind.
No.
Break my dreams.
That is not the weather this weekend. So this weekend, cloudy on Saturday, high of 21. And on Sunday, it's rainy with a high of 19.
I don't
believe
you.
Saturday is the winner. Congratulations, Saturday. You win. So
yay!
Well done. So yeah. So if you're interested in joining us on the podcast, just drop us a DM and we'll send out a booking link for you to choose the best time for you. You can also nominate someone to be on the podcast as well. So book yourself in and let's have a chat.
And thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks, bye.